Okay, we're recording.
My name is Lorraine Boudier-Patois. I am Broad Green Best Start ABCD Community Builder. My role as a community builder is to support people in the community to set up community projects for families of children from 0 to 5. I start off by having conversations with people to identify their talents, their passions, their skills and ideas. Then I take it from there and then connect them with local assets and other connectors who share similar passions. These local assets could be community spaces, because you tend to find that, you know, most of the projects, they need some space where they can run their sessions. And then I connect them with local funding. Wherever there is funding, I help them, you know, get those forms and start applying for funding. I also help them to connect with established community groups or organizations. These organizations and the groups, they share the similar passions with the community connectors. I also identify the assets by walking about in the community in Broad Green, because I'm a Broad Green ABCD community builder. I attend loads of events where I meet many people and build relationships with them. I also visit local community groups, activities for families with children under 5, such as stay and play sessions, baby clinics, baby massage, family fun days, and all other activities that I identify in the community or I hear about in the community. So far, I've met a group of 3 mums at Kingsley Stay and Play session. When I went to the Stay and Play session, the first time that I did was to introduce myself as an ABCD community builder. I explained to them what my role was, and then I just sat there hoping that, you know, they will come to me, but it did not happen. Then the following week, I visited the Stay and Play sessions again. And this time I used a different approach. So I joined in their groups. They had all small little groups. So what I did was, you know, I didn't even have my lanyard on with me the second time when I went there. So I just joined in their conversations, and they started talking about their problems and how they have been supporting each other, especially with childcare and emotionally. Because most of them, they find that, you know, waiting for the organizations and waiting for the professionals to help them can really take a lot of time and can really take long. So they have kind of like found it really helpful to support each other while waiting. So I really took advantage of this opportunity and told them more about my role as ABCD community builder. I encouraged them to set up a group to help other families in a similar situation, because they are already doing it. They did not really realize how important their support is for each other. So I encouraged them to kind of like extend it to other families. I then supported them by connecting them with Chill and Chat. Chill and Chat is an emotional support group. So I connect them with Chill and Chat and connected them with National Autistic Society, Family Lives, Parent in Partnership, and the big local Broad Green. We also visited Chill and Chat. We had a community of practice meeting with all these established organizations to kind of like help them with information and to give them the support and for them to have the confidence that they will not be on their own. And also, I had a conversation with my employer, Acorns to Oaks, my manager, Lorraine, and she agreed to offer them a space for their weekly meetings. And she also provided them with teas and coffees and biscuits. We also supported them to get their DBS done, and we registered them on the Croydon training website, which is free. And so far, they have completed training like safeguarding, data protection, and equality and diversity. They also asked me to help them find out who can deliver their facilitator training. So I actually found out that Juliana at my outspace is one of those assets who can help, tailor training based on their needs. So Juliana actually set up a training program for them. She tailored it to their needs. They told them what they wanted to get out of that training. So she was able to deliver the training. They were really pleased and they were quite thankful. These three moms, whom we call connectors because they have connections with other moms in the community. And one of the moms, she lives in Broad Green. Another mom, she lives in South Croydon. And the third mom, she lives in New Ardenton. But they have got a common meeting place, which is Kinsley Stay and Play Session, which they found really comfortable, welcoming, and they can easily connect with each other. They also have connections with other moms whom their children go to the same school, and they visit the stay and play session. Yeah, so these moms, through the training and through all the connections that they have made, they developed a lot of confidence, and they started sharing their ideas with other moms, and they showed a lot of interest and told them how they're looking forward to attending their group. However, there were some challenges that delayed the group from moving forward, or should I say, from starting to come live. Such challenges were children's illnesses, sometimes parents' illnesses, family issues, because most of them, they are involved with other professionals who are supporting them with their children's needs. Because remember, these children have got special needs. And when it comes to school holidays, these parents are not free. They are not able to actually complete their tasks to get their group up and running. So these are some of the things that have delayed the group from becoming live. And one of the major challenge was a crèche facility, because these parents, they really want this group to be about themselves. They called the group Take Time for You. It's a time where they really want to have that opportunity to socialize with other moms, just have a chill and chat kind of like environment over a cup of tea where they can share their ideas, they can share the tips, they can share information, they can even invite other professionals to come and address some of the issues that they are facing, and to even help them make decisions about some of the information that can help their children, especially when it comes to education and health.